Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I should have brought my dog if they would have been. Really? Well, mine, first, she'll just go, bah! And then she'll chill. But the first, I'm always like, oh.
Me when I meet guys, and then I'm like, ah, okay, I'll stop you. Just kidding.
Hi, guys. Hi. Welcome back. Welcome to Worst First. I'm here with comedian, actress, freaking gorgeousness, Jade Cataprada. She's amazing. She's the host of The New Soup on E! Every Wednesday at 11.
11!
Because that's not too late for a TV show.
No! Everybody's up past 11.
Everybody's excited about shows at 11.
You know what, though? Honestly, dead. Like, my grandma goes to sleep at, like, 6.
Yeah, same.
Well, she's dead, but, you know, same. She's been asleep for a while. But anyway, so, no, it's kind of funny because I go to bed at, like, 10 now.
Me too. Yeah.
But I think the quarantine has messed up people's schedules a lot, so I feel like
But nobody really watches anything live anymore.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I'm never like, 8 o'clock sharp, gotta watch, gotta put it on VH1. Like, I buy everything. Amazon, I mean, is my lifeline.
Can
I feel
we
so
watch
bad.
It? Does it replay?
Like, yeah, it's on NBC.com. And I think they play reruns. Hopefully they play reruns.
I hope so too. Are you sitting far from me because of where COVID?
No,
she
just
literally
it's
brought
an angle
her
thing.
Own headphones and mic, which really appreciate, honestly.
I can't believe Justine did it. I feel like she's my extreme twin.
That Justine didn't know. But I lifestyle everything and I'm very careful.
No, I figured.
And I don't leave my house. And like, you know, like I could check your temperature. You
I would
check
never
my-
leave here. I would, like, I literally would be in here every, there's a tree out inside.
It's a tree inside.
There's a tree inside.
A tree growing in the middle.
It's so impressive. I literally, that's one of my dreams. One was like, always get to shop fully at Whole Foods. That was a big deal for me.
Every time you need to shop.
Every time I need to shop. Next is Air One, one day. Bristol Farms. You can only dream. But another one is having a house, a tree inside my house. It was like a thing. For real.
Really? To grow in the middle?
To grow in the middle.
It's very possible. And I feel like you're going to get there. You know what? You've been in the game for so long. Now you're the new host on E! Bye-bye, Joel McHale. Love you, though.
Love you. Love you.
We do follow
you
each other.
It.
Love
you.
You.
Did it.
But thanks, God. Thank God you picked a good replacement. But no, I mean, honestly, I see you getting something even huger in the future.
Man,
I know it's
going to awesome.
Come. You've been in this game for way too long.
Us? You too. I mean, we've known each other for over a decade.
Right. But my whole life's been over because I did some racist vines a few years ago. And so I've been canceled, but it's okay.
Have you been canceled?
I've been canceled.
I feel like you've been doing some new stuff. Like you got
And no matter how many times I apologize or like say I was like ignorant and because I was and stupid about stuff and they weren't even like intentional. It was just like me being dumb. People don't care. There's some people.
I have a big mouth.
Some people
too.
Will hate you forever. Right?
Oh, thinking of it, I have to record this.
Yeah, you have to record this.
Oh my God, I've already said so many things I'm not supposed to. I'm kidding. Nothing.
No, but it's so funny because Facebook had offered me like a show, and then they were like, "Actually, just kidding. We don't want to do a show with you because we saw some vines you
Stop.
Did. And we don't like them." Yeah.
Do you know one of my worst? Not to like start the worst thing yet, but I'll do
start,
it.
No, start the worst.
I'm
thing.
Like,
let's
start with
get
the worst
started.
Things.
Let's start.
No, where's my voice thing? Damn it.
She has to record this for a
I
publicist. It's like, this is what happens when you're famous. You get a publicist to make sure you don't
it's
say
publicist.
Things. Right, but to
I
make,
can afford a publicist.
Do you
want
to do it? I can send this to you.
Oh, no. I did it.
Oh, it's you got it. Okay.
I think I'm such a grandma. I'm like, is it? Okay, yeah.
It's just a quiet black tape. Just black screen the whole time.
We're both dead.
I did my first corporate thing for Microsoft or Google. It was like Google forever ago. And it was like a women's like speech of like how to take risks in the workplace. And so obviously they wrote a thing with me.
But
so
we're like just not allowed to take risks in the workplace.
So don't. Good night. I just show up and I'm like, do everything men tell you to do.
No, I wrote this whole speech, which was like kind of peppered in with like some stand up. But Nick and I had just broken up and I had moved out and he didn't know.
Yeah.
So it was like this really intense time for me. And I go up and I just blank. I like don't remember anything. I don't have the speech with me. I can't remember anything. All I can remember is like my dirtiest joke. So I'm like, you know, when you're giving a blowjob, you know, just like going, I'm like just digressing into like stand up 101 open mic, like, and I see this pregnant woman. I'm like, did you get, pregnant at the last retreat? Like it was just, it kept going down worse.
And she's then, like, oh, she was like,
she's like me and my lesbian girlfriend had a surrogate. Yeah. Like, oh,
the team from Google going like just freaking out, like it's okay. And then
I forget. I was like, I want to get everybody. Oh, there's a hummingbird. I want to get everybody to hump, to say dick, like dicks with me or something. Like I got them all to curse.
You did this at a Google conference?
Yeah, it was like during the day.
They're all,
and then I get off and everyone's like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And of course I was going to do with the stuff with them. Of course they also were like, maybe it's not a fit.
Oh. Isn't that the worst?
Some people black out and they say nothing. I black out. I start just telling like, you know, choking on a dick.
At least jokes. You still entertain. I've blacked out so many times just like on set where I spent like 5 days remembering my lines. And then like I'm on set and it's like I'm starting to get tired. And then it's like, of course, the huge scene and you're like a huge monologue. And I'm like, ugh.
Nobody talks about that. Like how adrenaline or lack thereof really messes up with your. I think there's something about it, like the frontal lobe where you keep lines. Where it really. I've never taken a beta blocker. Have you?
Yes.
Does it help with auditions?
Well, so here's the thing. I have obviously very bad anxiety and I've talked about it 1,000 times. Panic attacks, like horrible.
I saw that panic attack of yours. Ooh. I was like, oh,
it's horrible. God. So I get those like on set too. Like I'll have it like in the trailer and I have to like pop a Valium so I can calm down and then go perform. But like
on Valium.
Valium fucks with your brain and makes you really slow. And so then like no matter how prepared I am, sometimes I'm like, but I do it. And no one's ever said anything and they've never noticed, right. You know.
They're like, Britney's great. She drools a lot. She's just
drool. They're like, yeah, half of her face was hanging to one side, but we loved it other than that.
We so much get emotion out of one side.
They're like, we got her from the right, totally good. She's gonna have to come back for the left coverage. No, but okay, so Valium, like, I take, like, only on occasion because it's, like, addictive.
Wait,
but
go a little like this.
Dead.
You're gonna want a little. Okay, you're still gonna want to tuck it more.
I appreciate you. My hair is sticking up, so she's fixing it. So then I go to my doctor, and he has me try this stuff called metoprolol, which is a beta blocker, but it's a really strong one that lasts super long. So I was like, okay, because like I wake up in the middle of the night, like that video that I posted where my heart rate will be 180, and I'll just wake up out of my sleep like that, and I'll be like, and like it's like supposed to be, it's called supraventricular tachycardia, and it happens when
your heart starts to literally
stress related, and like my blood pressure will be through the roof, whatever. And then like I used to check it all the time and call 911 because it's like cardiovascular heart risk and like blah blah, all the shit on the little device I have. Anyway, so my doctor goes, you're fine. Like it just happens when you get stressed and like you need to just take this beta blocker, right? So he gives me this metoprolol shit. I take it before bed. I am literally a zombie, like cannot keep my eyes open the next day. Just like, I'm like, wow, this is great. Like I'm not having heart palpitations, but I'm also having like no heartbeat. Like literally like walking dead, just like
cold.
Like, yeah, my husband's
your eyes are like light blue.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks like I have cataracts in both my eyes. Just like, my husband's like, let's watch this movie. I'm like I couldn't even like think. Yeah. So then I go to him again and he's like, okay, well that one lasts really long. So let's try another one called propanol. There's this one called propanol, which is actually short acting, which they give to a lot of actors and comedians on set. So that if you do get on one, that's the one you want to ask for. Anyway, it just makes you calm.
Yeah, but I'm always nervous that it'll mix weird. Like, cause even if I take a Midol, if it's like a day I haven't really eaten a lot, I'm like, I'm flying.
Like, you feel like you're going to die. I mean, so here's me. I'm like paranoid about everything and I check everything. But like, to be honest, it takes a lot to kill you.
It's true. No, I don't think I'll die. Pills, I just think I'll like freeze.
Wake out.
Or like, I'll just forget.
and just be like,
No. Like, it just honestly keeps your heart rate from going up super fast. Like, your brain still works at the same capacity, but heart rate doesn't get really fast. But then I get a little scared sometimes because I'm like, is my heart beating juice?
Hello?
Like, oh my God. Just check it every 5 minutes. It's all,
your Goldilocks for heartbeats. Like, you gotta find the middle beat.
I need to find the middle beat.
It's too fast or it's too slow.
Like, I just can't find it. God, it's the worst. Anyway, so speaking of worst, that was horrible. Google conference, horrible. Nightmare. Really bad.
But they did give me a Google Home, which I am obsessed with.
As a gift?
Yeah.
They're like, we're just gonna listen to all the fucked up shit she says to herself in her house.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You start getting ads on your Google Home. It's like, mental health. Mental health advice.
They're like, did they hear my comedy?
It's all how not to be.
So I've been going to therapy.
Do you go to therapy?
Yeah.
Good.
I haven't paid yet, but I will when they fix me.
That's amazing. Are you on like that kind of program?
No, I'm kidding. It's no, I pay her.
It'd be my cool copay. If like you could do that though. We're like, it I don't be cool. Feel better, so I'm not paying you, but when I do, I will.
Isn't that interesting?
No, that'd it's be like, fucked yeah, up because no one would ever
there's
pay.
There's no really results. Oh yeah, there was no results. We'd always be like, I'm not ready yet. Like, I still have dad issues.
I don't feel great. Yeah. I feel okay. Yeah, no, that's horrible. Have you ever had a bad therapy experience?
Not really like super intense, just ones that I didn't like, you know, vibe with. Yeah. You know? Or like, I always wanted like a hot woman therapist, like older woman therapist, so I could really? Do that. Yeah, that would be fun. But mine's cool. Her name's Nancy.
Nancy.
Nancy. And she's lovely.
Shout out to her. Nancy. Thanks for keeping Jade.
I think she did watch a podcast or something that I did once and was like, hey, I heard a lot of growth in you. And I was like, yeah.
She's like, you only said dick 7 times as opposed to 25. I feel like you've grown.
I like saying dicks.
Yeah. We all like saying dicks. Yeah. You know, so that's what it is. You
but
know?
I am trying to get into children's television. So.
Like, you want to be a child actor? Or
no, I, yeah.
Cause
I want to be a child.
Because that might have...
Hi, I'm Jade, auditioning for the part of 12-year-old girl. I did go in for Pen 15 for that role that, like, of
I
the
love
friend.
That show.
I just binged it.
Guys,
the new season
you
is
need to watch
so
it. It's
good.
On Hulu. It's so good.
And the girl who they booked, like, actually looks like she's 12, but I didn't want to look it up because I didn't want to, like, the disbelief to go away or to think, like, oh, she's super... I don't know. I just didn't want to know. And afterwards, I still haven't looked, but I went in and I was like, I would have never.
You went in for the role of a 12-year-old?
No, of the girl, because you know how they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
So it was like another friend of theirs that was supposed to be 12, but in their 30s. But I watched it and I was just like, oh, that girl is either like incredibly good or like just 12.
Yeah.
Or like actually 12. I couldn't tell.
That's kind of freaky. I mean, sometimes there was another show that was on that was like this girl played a high school student. She was literally 32.
Yeah. Some people just got that baby face.
Like they're so lucky. I think I've looked 40 for like the
Me
last 10 years.
Me too. I think I've been like 32, solid 32, like personality wise, always my whole life.
Right? Since 16.
Yeah, just Tupperwares. I own them.
I remember being at the beach and being 16 and having lifeguard guys be like, yeah, she's at least 35. Like, I'm 16. My boobies haven't even fully grown in yet. Like, it was really depressing. Boobs. Anyway, okay, so.
Are mine coming? Are they coming?
You'll get them. You don't want them, honestly.
I don't want Hugh. You have big boobs.
They're stressful.
Like, yeah.
I can't wear like a cute V-neck. I can't wear one of those
but
like-
But it's a whole different thing.
American
I
Apparel
can't wear
tops.
The side, I can't have side boob.
I could never wear that. Ever. I would look
in?
Like a milkmaid.
Because it'd be up
there. It'd be like up to my chin like Helena Bonham Carter in
like
some fucking Tim Burton movie.
Resting your chin on your boobs. I've always wanted that physical parts. I just want to be pregnant so I can have-
You want to be pregnant?
I don't know. I'm scared of it.
What are you scared about?
My sister's pregnant, by the way. Shout out to my sister Bianca.
Yay.
She's having a girl. I don't know. I'm scared because I have such bad scoliosis. I'm a scoli. Have you seen my back?
Do you?
It's messed up. I'll show you later.
Is it like this?
Yeah, basically.
It's just a chevron sign.
It's just like that weird branding that the girls got from the vowel. Like, that's my back. Wait.
Oh my God.
It's really bad. And I get nervous that like all my organs are in a weird spot so that when I get pregnant, at my belly will be like a weird like cyst.
Your belly's
on the
just
side.
On your back.
Yeah.
It's just Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh my God. Is that a thing that can happen?
No. But it's actually so funny that you're saying this because I just went to my OBGYN and normally when I go, she's like, yeah, no way you can have kids. And then this last time she's like, things look okay. So if you're going to have a baby, you should try now. And then I'm like, well, like, I'm too scared to have a baby because like, what if
you- Oh my God, I'm scared.
I'm like, what if you die? Like, because that would be the worst. Like,
during
childbirth. And she goes, well, there's only really one way to die. And that's if you have, you know, an amniotic aneurysm. And that only happens to 12 out of 100,000 women every year. And I'm like, yeah, but my luck, I would be that fucking 12 and it doesn't matter. And then I knew someone on Instagram it happened to. She's really? A friend of a friend, yes. And she had all her cute baby pictures up and she was so excited. And then she had an amniotic aneurysm, which is when the placenta sucks back up into your body. It goes into your bloodstream and either goes to your heart or your lungs and stops them immediately. And there's no way to cure it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I'm dying to have kids.
And I just think about that. Like, I would be pregnant and that's all I would think about. Like, I
know,
I
would think about everything. I would think about, like,
all the time,
the stuff with the baby, like, yeah. You know, any kind of pain or any kind of, like, because honestly, like, I'm just so oversensitive with that stuff.
Same.
I'm just, like,
we're COVID very neurotic. Has put me
at a, yeah, yeah. In a new level of, yeah. Like, and it made me realize, like, how disgusting we all were in the beginning. Like, yeah. I see scenes now in movies where it's like crowds and I'm like, ugh, 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 ugh.
Right? Like, you're just standing there close to someone. But
I also miss
it.
I also miss feeling the musk of someone in a New York subway.
Do you?
A little.
Oof. I never like being near people.
I'm an immigrant.
Where are you from again?
Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was 12, I didn't even speak English.
You were in Brazil.
I moved to Virginia when I was like 11, 12.
Okay, but you were in Brazil till you were 11.
Yeah.
Did you ever see any aliens? I heard alien activity is huge in Brazil.
No, my dad was like really into that stuff, you know? Like, he was like into holograms and like stuff like that. So yeah. He was like in a group that went and searched for some alien life.
Did they ever find anything?
Not that I'm allowed to talk about. Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, I don't think so. No, you know when you get older and you hear parents' stories and you're like, really?
I believe it. Rudy Mancuso, really? Do you know Rudy? He's from Brazil.
No.
And he's like another like info. I had him on here and like his mom actually like they grew up in Brazil.
Yeah.
And his mom saw like aliens her whole
There's
life.
There's some
he's
weird
like really
alien stuff
there.
That happens. Yeah. Some weird alien stuff. I mean the latest, I don't know if you saw like the video that everyone's talking about, but it's like looks pretty legit.
The one with the guy on the freeway chasing
No, it's like they're like on a like kind of residential type of street and there's five of them and it just looks so, I mean, it looks so real. It doesn't look bizarre. It just looks like, oh yeah, that's a ship of some sort.
It's floating above the
I'll show it to you after.
Mountain?
We can put a link.
Okay, yeah.
But I'll it's like, it literally looks like, yeah, it's just like, it's unexplainable what it is.
Right.
Or whoever photoshopped it,
A+.
They deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. You actually went through something really traumatic when you were younger too. Didn't you have like open heart surgery?
I did, yeah. When I was a baby.
Do you want to talk about that or not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember. I was a baby.
So you were a baby.
Yeah, I was 6 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then when my mom went to the hospital to like have the surgery, she was really stressed out. She passed out. They took her blood and she found out she was pregnant with my sister.
What?
Yeah.
So how did they know you needed open heart surgery?
I had a murmur, so I would like... Like go like that. Aww. I know, tiny little, because your heart is the size of your hand at whatever given age. Yeah. So when you're a baby, your heart's like this tiny little pebble.
And so what do they do?
They just close it up. Sometimes they use like animal material, like pig or.
Is it called an ablation or no?
Murmur. It's a heart murmur.
Heart murmur.
Yeah.
And then they just.
I had exactly
it.
What Jimmy Kimmel's kid
had.
Had, but they had it in a part of your ventricle where you have to have a follow-up surgery. And
you didn't have to have that. Yeah. So you've been good.
I've been good.
And you're good. Do you go to the cardiologist regularly or
you know,
no?
That's one of those like on the list where like if I think about it too much, I'm like, I got to do that. And then I just haven't.
But you don't have heart palpitations or anything or murmuring?
No, but I get really bad heartburn.
Oh, you
better now
do.
Since stand-up has stopped, which is interesting.
So that might not be heartburn. That might be called
anxiety.
Because I used to think that because I would get really bad chest pain.
Yeah.
And then they gave me heartburn medication and I still had it. And I was like, nope, for sure a heart attack. And they're like, nope, probably anxiety. And then you find out later.
Yeah.
Anxiety manifests.
It was like kind of, I think it was difficult to have the pressure of having to do stand up every night when I didn't want to, but I felt like I had to keep up
with everybody
else.
Yeah.
And I realized that a lot of like other people were driving what I was doing. And now that I've had a chance, like not really do it all the time. I still love it and miss it. And
yeah.
Like, want the camaraderie of like people, but I don't miss that like yeah. Pressure every day.
I feel like it's so competitive and people are just so like, oh, like it's just like, yeah, who's going to go to the most spots? Like who's going to do the most shows?
Yeah, bro, did 6 spots tonight.
Yeah, I did 72 spots. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, calm down. Like,
you're like, so were any of them good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, it's like, there's like 5 people in the audience. Like how many people did you really perform for? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It just became a thing that it like kind of took over me like yeah. A little bit. I'm not going to lie. Like I was totally obsessed, you know, I was on such a grind, but you feel like you want to practice too. You're on the road and you don't want to disappoint people. And
yeah. And also that's that feeling when you do really well, that high, when you fucking kill.
like sold out main room, like,
and
you
people
know.
Are just like, you're amazing, and they're just like, whoa, you're the best.
Yeah, like, and you're like,
fuck.
I am the best. And then you get in your car and you're like, I hate you.
You just look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, you need
all. I get in my old Kia at the time, just fucking hate you so much. My RAV4 has really changed my life.
Does it? Does it make you feel a little more?
I'm higher
it's
up.
It's like, I hate you at a higher level now, but just I still hate you, just not as
but
much.
You look cooler in this car.
Yeah, I hate you, but this mirror is way clearer. It's way cleaner.
No.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I think I have to like refigure out what my relationship is with stand-up. Because
yes.
like so much of it for me is like relating to people and like the energy off the crowd, you know, yeah. feeding off of people. And so not really having that and doing like these Zoom shows feels... It's like, this is so
Zoom
nice to just
shows.
Have like...
Yeah, like a real conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Like human interaction is like, it's so precious and we took it for granted.
I
we
know.
Really did.
I know. I mean, part of me kind of loves it because everything kind of stopped. And so I felt like...
I like that too.
I'm like, yay. And now it's not just me being lazy. No one's doing anything. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of loved it. I was like, ooh.
I like that part.
Nope, sorry. Social distancing.
FOMO who?
Sorry, yeah. COVID. Nope, yeah. I can't come to that audition. Like... send you a tape, you know?
I hate tapes. You like tapes?
I don't like them, but I don't also don't like driving to Hollywood
you know
for an
is?
Audition I'm not
you
gonna
can
get.
Produce. You do your own content
yeah,
anyway.
I do.
So it's like, for me, like, as soon as that ring light comes out, something happens to me where I'm like, I just want to be done. I'm like, we got it. My boyfriend
right now,
like, helps
as soon as
me.
We sit down on the podcast.
I'm like, we're done. My boyfriend's like, let's just take it one more time. I'm like, I did it. I got it. And he's like, let's just, he's not even an actor. And he's like, Jade, let's just do it one more time.
He sounds so nice. He helps you with auditions?
He does. He's helped me with a few. And it's funny because I made fun of him the other day. I was like playing a witch for something and it was already a stretch because I had to be like, yeah, you know, and I was like, boo. And he had to be like, oh, you know.
I could see you being a witch.
Thank you.
I mean,
I don't
like,
know
it's
if
a
that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. Yeah. It is.
But,
and he said no.
He was like, oh, he kept doing this kind of like, oh, and I was like, can you do this scream like less? Cause you're kind of taking me out. Like, and I'm such a bit, you know, he's staying so calm. And I'm like, can you not? And he's like, oh, and I'm like, can you not do the scare like that? And then he was like, sorry. And I was like, let's just not do the scare. Let's skip that part. Like, so I cut it out of the whole thing. And then like the night after we had that earthquake, you know,
oh
in the
my
morning.
Oh God, yeah.
And like, you know, everything was shaking and he was like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, that's genuine. That's your genuine.
It wasn't even fake for the reading. It was
no,
him
it,
actually.
That
being,
was his a genuine
you were
sound.
Scaring him.
And that I didn't accept it. I judged it.
Maybe
was
you'll
like,
get the witch part. You never know. I see you booking something huge. Listen. I'm telling
oh,
you,
man.
I have weird predictability things and you're going to book
something
really,
really,
really big.
I want a second
really
season so badly. People don't realize this. Like, I've never had a second season of anything.
I mean, the soup is huge already. Like, that's already a big thing to book.
It's my baby,
yeah,
you know? We're just starting to kind of get a grip on it and understand it and, like, all work cohesively together, like, when we're apart. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're doing these huge things and we're never even in the same room. Like,
yeah.
It's incredible. But, yeah, I want a chance to, like, make my mark on it. So,
yeah, you're going to. Don't worry.
I hope so.
You will.
Yeah.
I have faith in you.
Thanks.
I do. And I think you're so talented. You've always been super talented and so quick on your feet.
You're sweet.
And you're writing it all too?
Well, I'm in the writer's room,
but
I'm not writing a lot.
Okay.
We have an incredible like research staff and then we also have a writer staff and we all work together. And ultimately, like I'll put little things into it, but I'm not like sitting down writing raps.
Have you ever had a really bad audition? Where you
so
were just
many.
Like, oh my God.
I mean,
get
we
out
had
here.
A bad audition together.
Which one was it?
Mad TV.
Oh God, Mad TV was fucking terrible.
Wait, who is it? It was a girl from Love Island. What's her
name?
Really pretty girl.
Ariel.
Yeah, we went in. It was rough.
It was rough. Really bad. That was bad. And like, then when I went in there and they were like, we need you to do your original characters. And I was doing my characters, which I loved and thought were so funny. And they were just sitting there like this.
I've never been good at
they
that
didn't
kind
laugh
of.
Once, and I was like, "All right, well, apparently this is a personal joke." Like it was very bad, like so
that
uncomfortable.
Feeling,
that didn't
feeling.
Go anywhere though. It was on for like 1 second.
No, I didn't think it would. I didn't think it would.
Yeah, but it was like so funny.
But it's
like
you have to try. It's Mad TV, you know.
But that was horrible. I do remember how horrible
it was.
That was.
It was
and then,
rough.
And then did
that
you,
place. I always have bad auditions at that place.
I've only been there that one time.
Oh yeah, that's where the Pen 15 thing was.
Really?
I just feel like I've always had bad luck there.
Ew. Fuck that place.
I think every
was that your
place
worst one though? That can't be your worst one.
Oh, God, it's like literally hard to think of because
I black them out.
I literally have had so many. I mean, I don't think people understand my full life was like every day. I was auditioning
Who are you with? God, I get like one audition like a year.
I'm with Gersh.
Oh, they're great.
I love Gersh. I finally have a team that I can be like myself in front of. Like, yeah, I smoke weed and blah, yeah, you know. And they're like, cool.
Well, she's a drug addict, but we can work her. You know, she's cute. She's small.
Give her the witch part. She's never going to get it.
She looks good on camera. She's, you know, dead.
Some angles are good. Some are not.
No, you're very good. Especially you don't wear any makeup and you're so pretty.
I have makeup. I have makeup on.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You look like you do.
Makeup, no makeup.
I like that. But, is that what it's called, the brand?
Yeah.
It's called Makeup No Makeup?
Oh, no, but should we start it? A line of dark lipsticks? It's like you don't even have black lipstick on. You have black lipstick. No, it's like you can't even see it.
No, it's not lipstick. It's my natural lip color. No. It's like necrosis of the lips, like naturally. No, it just looks good, right?
Is that a medical term?
Yes, necrosis.
You've gotten really good at you should do a medical thing.
Thanks. Well, I just like learned. I always think I'm dying, so I've looked up a lot.
You're Wikipedia smart. Do you donate to Wikipedia?
I'm like WebMD smart, where I'm like, oh, yeah, let me take a look at your finger. Yeah, might have diabetes. Let me see that. Low blood sugar, for sure.
I got this done in an alleyway.
Those look great.
Thank you so much. Alley.
I know, I've got a backdoor manicure, too, today.
They look beautiful.
Thanks, ugh, I broke the one now, but we don't need to look at that.
One of these is broken but fixed within. It's glued on.
I love
We're
that.
We're just death becomes her.
I love that. We just keep gluing pieces on until
We're spray painting ourselves.
I love that. I love that. Okay. We are going to take a quick break, guys, and then we'll be right back on Worst First with Jade Catapretta. Stay tuned.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everybody, we are back on Worst First. I'm here with Jade Catapretta, host of The Soup. She's killing it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah, this is so great.
I mean, like, look at this.
I mean,
look
I live this. In Calabasas. I shoot this myself.
You have no idea how decorated this room is, you guys. You can't, like, it's so fresh. Like, I mean, there's wallpaper you can't even see that's fuzzy.
I have no life, like, none. So this is what I do with my life.
I just would, like, craft in here.
I know, I do.
I just want to like snowman your clean. Your carpets look so clean. Like
they
I
feel are so
like
clean.
My feet are too dirty for your home.
I can't. You're
I was
amazing.
Like white erasing these shoes before I came here. They don't even look white. Really? Have you heard about Cronin or Cro Cronin?
No.
It's another thing that's like a legal thing right now that you buy in a smoke shop. And it's like basically a painkiller.
Really? Like,
yeah.
And
it helps people get off opioids.
Really?
But it's not regulated, and the way that it's made is like not regulated, and it's not FDA approved. And so people are fighting to get it off. But all these people that have chronic depression, chronic pain, chronic like trauma from war, you know, right. PTSD, they take it and they swear by it. So it's been a fight between that.
My ex used to take this shit from the smoke shop and I forget what it's called.
I want to say it's Chrono. And am I saying it wrong? I feel like Joe Rogan was like a big proprietor of it, but I want to say it's, yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but my ex used to take some stuff. He was addicted to Tramadol, and then he got off of it and started taking this other, Kratom.
Kratom. That's what
it is. That's what he took.
Kratom. Yeah. Kratom.
Yeah, he took that a lot, and he had a pain condition. He had fibromyalgia.
Oh, no.
And he took Kratom, and he was fine. But he drank so much of it. Like, he would, like, drink it all day.
And there's a place where there's a place where you can go and you can have it, like, as a tea.
Yeah, but I heard it is great for pain relief.
I know, but anything sold in a smoke shop, I'm like, is this bullshit? It's like, it all looks like bullshit. Right? Yeah, it all looks fake to me. I'm like, the labeling looks weird to me. I'm like,
but there is some stuff that's so great, that's natural, which has kind of blown my mind. Like, CBD has, like, totally changed my life. Like, I don't have to take crazy, like, calming shit because the CBD is amazing.
Yeah.
That's like changing.
Melatonin really affects me, which I never thought.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way. It really, if I need it, if I really need to feel a little sleepy, and teas and stuff. I'm really big into Chinese herbs too, and acupuncture.
It actually totally works. Stuff. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I hate to be that like, wooey witchy person, but I've really gotten into it, and so much of that stuff is great. Like, if I can take something that I don't have to get a prescription for, that it's safe, that's, you know, not, you know, it's kind of scares me. The prescription thing scares me
too,
especially when you get the booklet that it comes with. It's like, would you like the literature? And it's just like a fucking poof, just like a novel. You're like,
and then at the bottom, it's like, we'll kill you.
Yeah. Like, may shit yourself 12 times a day. You're like, what? Like,
wait,
it's
what
scary.
Was the, what's the medicine? I took Zantac forever for like
Zantac,
a year.
75.
Like, and then they found out that there was like stuff in it.
Like what?
Cancerous stuff in it.
Oh yeah. I think I heard about that.
And I was like, and then I called my doctor and he's like, well, it's small amounts. It's traces amount. And I'm like, you're just putting a tiny bit of toxic in your body. Just a tiny bit. I'm like, well, I paint my nails every day.
Oh my gosh.
Think about this. Does Zantac?
No, but I don't think it seeps through your nail, does it? Does this seep through your nail into your body? Also, I get organic. What do you get?
What? There's organic gel?
Or it's called, it's not even, it's actually gel, but it's not gel.
The powder?
It's called, I don't know what it's called. It's actually not a powder. It's
people at home are like,
I know. They're like, this is the most boring podcast. They're talking about their nails, guys.
This is, you know what? This is something
real life.
For a long time, I was like apologetic for things I liked, like reality TV and like pop culture and nails and fashion shot. Like, and now I love it. I don't care. I like makeup. I like this stuff, you know, and
yeah,
doesn't mean I'm, you know, less intelligent than the people who love
politics. No, it doesn't. We're allowed to talk about nails. This is my fucking podcast. Yeah, I'll
spend fucking help. You know got what? A tree inside your
I'm
house.
I'm going to take the rest of this podcast to talk about these nails.
Worst nail experience.
No, no. Oh God. Oh, I've God. Had that happen.
I had a full manicure that I got charged $30 for, and he didn't do anything. Like, he didn't, that was like, what are you going to do it? And he's like, yeah, we're done.
What did he do?
He just like soaked them and then like kind of pretended to do the cuticles and then kind of filed it. And I was like, and then I was so shocked. I just paid for it and left and then was like, wait. And
he
then
was
called
like, good
back.
Job. And then did you get painted it or anything? You didn't want
it
painted?
No, I wanted it buffed. Yeah, yeah. Because like I'll go through where I'm like more lazy, where like they're like short. You
are
know?
You bisexual?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
are.
I'm open. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But when I'm in a relationship, I'm monogamous.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh.
You're not in an open relationship?
No, that's couldn't good. Do it.
Yeah. Those
even
are
though
hard.
I want to, I can't.
No, those, I don't think it's easy.
Have you seen polygamy on Showtime?
No. But my one ex-boyfriend and I used to, well, he was into hiring hookers.
For the group?
For us.
Like for you? Yeah.
And so we've done that a few times.
How was that?
That was really fun, especially because they were like famous porn stars.
Stop.
So that was really fun. But then it was like really weird because then he would do it behind my back.
That's my fear. That's like, the fear. That's why I have like that threesome joke where I'm like, at the end, we just have to kill her, you know, and bury her and then bond over where we bury her. We did this.
But it was fun until, you know, until the person's shady and then cheats on you. And then it's like, you're not even in a relationship.
Your
you're like, oh, I'm like not even in one. Like, this is actually terrible. And then they gaslight you. And then you're like, what's gaslighting? Like, yeah. And then you like learn that gaslighting is when someone does something wrong and they make you feel like you did something wrong.
Gaslighting is my teenage years with men. My entire...
Isn't that the worst?
And you see it now and you're like, it's just men not knowing how to communicate their emotions. And then, you know what I mean? And us being overly emotional early on and like more intelligent in that way. And it's so interesting as an adult, you kind of start to see the things that really like affected you, traumatic, you know, that are traumatic, as like, especially sexually. And
when did you first realize that you liked girls?
Always. And then I told my parents, they're like, haha, okay.
They're like, yeah, we know you have best friends.
My best friend.
You're like, no, I really like to play with my friends. They're like, that's cool, Jade, go ahead.
Yeah, I was into musical theater. They're like, well, it's either a phase or it'll stick. It's tough.
So did you have a girlfriend? Like, yeah, I
had
some.
I've had a few. I haven't had one for more than like half a year. So nothing past.
You never lived with a girlfriend.
Never lived with a girlfriend.
Which is interesting because a lot of my friends that are like full gay are like.
They're like married after like the second
day. They move in after like two weeks, which is what I do with guys.
I'm kind of moving here after
I literally drove to Calabasas twice and was like, listen, if we're going to do this, like, can I just move in? Because like,
it's a drive.
I mean, I lived in West Hollywood and I was like, bro, like, let's be real. Like,
he's
honestly,
like, Brittany, what is this truck? You're like, my furniture.
No, literally 2 weeks.
Really?
I swear to God. Yeah. It was like 2 weeks. I was coming over like every day and like, he's not going to drive to my shitty house that I had in Hancock Park. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't shitty, but it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
And so he
no
was,
tree.
You know, so I was like, there was no tree inside the house. Yeah. No waterfall. No koi pond. Like,
there's a koi pond.
There's
I haven't
koi
even
pond
seen
bullshit.
It.
Well, okay, I'll give you a tour. Cool. Anyway, so I literally like moved in like after 3 weeks, dogs, everything. Like, he was just like, like, but it was great. Like, he
but
was
it's
a
like
little
like it or you don't.
Yeah, but we loved it. Like, after like a month, he got used to me.
I'm getting used to it. Like, because we go from being long distance to like living in my one bedroom apart. Like, literally.
Well,
this
where does he live?
He lives in Dallas.
Okay. So, he comes, you don't have to. Do you see him?
Well, he's been here for. He like hasn't left really. Like, he comes and then he's like, we just extend
the
trip.
Yeah, I got a place in Dallas. He just has sold his place.
Well, he had a place and his dad was crashing at his place. So I was like, just get a place with your dad and then you're never there, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, you're in a sitcom with your dad.
So now he kind of lives with you and his dad just lives in his place.
Yeah, basically. But I like it. Like, you get kind of in a rhythm, you know, and then you miss it. But
yeah,
if we had a pond.
Does he go back to Texas?
He's going to go back in a week, yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
6 months.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's good. Once you make it past the 6 months and you still like the person and want to have sex with them, I think that means it's going to last.
He gave me a bonsai tree. We had a little 6 month anniversary this last week and these little necklaces. It was really cute.
That's really cute.
I like that stuff. I pretend like I'm like very hard, but I'm not. I love that stuff.
I can tell you're tough, softy. But I think everyone that is in comedy pretends they're tough, but they're all just hurt inside.
We just all want like a parent. We're like, hug me. It's so sad. It's so real. Like, I remember when people would be like, and then I was masturbating and crying at the same time. And I was like, you don't do that. Yeah. And then I didn't. I was like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
But it was like a more of a euphoric like release.
You know, that's the best feeling. When you masturbate is the best. Your publicist is like, this is all getting scrapped. So
just red line. It's just redlined.
No, masturbation is healthy, guys. Okay. I don't want, you know, that's something I will say. I hate when people try to make you feel ashamed about masturbation. Like, as a woman, first of all, Oprah went and talked about it and was like,
we hold shame in our vaginas, literally.
Yeah.
For generations.
We do.
I think we do. I think it's a part. I think a lot of women can't orgasm because of like structural like shame around it for many, many years, where it's like, we're allowed to like have sex, but we're not like allowed to look at it or touch it or like put energy into it. And so I think there is like pent up generational shame in our vaginas.
I've heard of this thing and I'm going to say it wrong, but it's called like vaginismus or something, where like someone who's been raped or someone who's been like sexually assaulted, now every time that they have sex, someone tries to have sex with them, that causes severe pain.
And it closes.
Because of the trauma.
Yeah.
I just butchered what it was called, but
I like the name.
It's called vaginomanosis or something, but it's like a real thing because of people that have had sexual assault. Their bodies reject it. They're like, don't fucking touch me. Like, this is reminding me of the trauma. You know what I mean?
Well, there's also like, I think things that we pass down generationally that we never talked about before, where it's like trauma that gets passed down. Like, let's say your grandmother was very jealous or got cheated on over and over and over again. And then that happens to like a parent as well. Like you kind of like grow up with that already kind of in your system, which is an interesting thing.
That's interesting. But isn't it kind of funny when we were growing up and maybe this is like a generational thing, but like I remember being younger and my mom and my grandmother like never talked about stuff like that. Like never were really? Like, okay, masturbation.
Where did you
or whatever.
Grow up again?
Philly.
And they were like, never like, you got to touch your vagina every once in a while.
Never. I mean, then my mom, as I got older, all of a sudden was like, yeah, like I got a vibrator. And I'm like, okay, Jill, like really? 50? Like she's going to tell me at 55 she's got a vibrator? Like it would have made more sense. You know what I mean? But like.
Do I have a fupa sitting on this?
No,
I feel like
you're
just
literally
100
pounds. Stop. Like you are the size of a wafer. Like you're she's so perfect. Anyway, so. No, it's kind of funny because I remember like, you know, like grandparents like my grandmother would never, anything sexual, like it was very like, well, okay, change the subject, you know, like it's very funny, but I just think it's so healthy and I do think that people should talk about it more. I mean, it's so good for you mentally. First of all, releases mad endorphins, mm-hmm. like so happy, creates the serotonin. Oxytocin.
Oxytonin? That's both of them together.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just so good for you. It cleanses the vagina. I mean, I was just at my OBGYN and
it's
was like,
cleansing.
Make sure you're masturbating and having sex. And like, it's so good for you. Like just, you know, it's healthy. I don't think it's anything for anyone to ever be ashamed about.
I agree. I think that there needs to be more like dedicated energy, like
positive energy
during foreplay
for
too. Like where it's like, where like he's fingering you or she's fingering you or like, oh my God, my fucking publicist
she's
is dying.
This is probably
she's
not dead. Gonna, it's like all going to get cut out. Yeah.
But like where it's like where you're both looking and like putting constant, like we're doing this now versus just like, no, like under the sheets. Like,
I think energy.
I want to see more vaginas in comedy.
I do too. I want I want bodies to stop being stigmatized. I want nudity to stop being stigmatized. Like I'm so over that. Like,
I just
I'm
want
just
the
so...
comedy gap to go away with that because guys, like, you know, they do that thing where they put like their ball up here and they're like, oh, look at my gum. And you're like,
I want to stick out a lip and just go like, check out my new wallet.
Or like show a nipple.
That's funny. A lip out. Nobody's ever done that.
There's never been a movie where a girl pulls out a lip.
I mean, mine hang long enough that I could
same,
do that.
Dude. I could just pull it right out. Check out my new Italian leather wallet.
Oh, some of my Arby's sandwich fell on my lap. It's weird.
Honey, can you grab? Oh,
yeah,
it's attached.
Oh, shit. Fuck. But no, it's true. And it's so funny because it is so, I see like, you know, like Bert Kreischer takes his shirt off on stage and his giant stomach and he's like running around. But like, can you imagine if like Chelsea Handler took her whole shirt off and with her tits out on stage and started running around? I mean, I'm sure she's done it, but.
We'd love to.
But we'd
I
love
need to
do that. Like, I'm just so not embarrassed about showing boobs and everything like that. And like, who cares? Like, it's just a body.
We need to do it.
There's so much stress behind like, ooh, a nipple.
Oh my God, a nipple.
Oh my God, it's a nipple.
When Janet Jackson's nipple fell out, it's like,
what is the big deal?
It's just over sexualized. And it's like the same reason why, you know, they can't serve alcohol at strip clubs when women are all the way naked. They're just like, these men can't control themselves. They're just like,
that's literally stupid, the thing. Though.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to eat and drink and see naked women all
so
the same time.
It'd be fun. It's like, I don't get it, guys. And I think, honestly, we're going to look back in 20 years and go, remember when you couldn't show nipples on Instagram?
You think so?
For sure.
I hope so.
I think we've evolved really far.
The naked thing is hard for me because there is that part of me that is so like free and open and like immigrant and blah, blah, blah. But then there is that part of me that's like, I don't want to lose my job.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
But that's like, because everyone's so PC.
So PC. And it's such a sensitive time where nobody wants to say anything that's, you know,
That you can't. Well, I feel like as long as you say nothing racist, like you're fine.
Well, but people I don't get will find a way to dislike you, whatever you say. Honestly, right. It's incredible. Like even on our show, we've done things that people will find like you made fun of this, and this is a thing. Like you know, where it's like, come on, like
everyone's offended by everything. So I pretty much feel like you know.
So what you're saying is like just pull out your vagina lip on your next virtual Zoom show. Listen, and see what happens.
I think you should just live your life and just like to be completely honest. This is like my bleak outlook is that we're all gonna be dead one day and like 100 years from now no one's gonna remember shit that you did or said or you unless you're like Marilyn Monroe or Leonardo DiCaprio like probably no one's gonna remember us like not to make you super sad
no I mean I'm like
100 years from now you know I mean who knows unless we like get our consciousness uploaded at some point
right
and then they come back remember that Jade girl who made that fucking vagina lip joke let's bring her back she seems chill she'd fit in this in 2075. Oh, you know my God. What I mean?
If I want to do kids television, I can't. I got to choose one or the other.
Kids television. Why are you so into the kids television?
You know why? I did a kids thing for Xfinity and it was like so fun and I felt like this is the kind of energy I want to have all the time and not be told just to like, be like more chill.
Happy, psycho energy.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, yes. I'm like, you guys don't get it, do you? You know, and just like being in the moment and it was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, it was so fun. And it like made me feel like I want to like mentor. I know that sounds cheesy. I'm like, I'm just talking about my vagina now. I'm like, I want a mentor.
Who cares? You should be a mentor.
But I want to like, I want little, because there is not really like a lot of women in that field. No. There was like the Pee Wee Herman thing. And then, you know, I just want it to be, and I want to call it Late Night Night.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, nobody still
thinks. James Corden's just like, I don't think so. Writing it down. Yeah. He's like, right, so it's late night.
So we have kids singing in a car, but it's not a real car. Yep.
So you want to have kids one day?
I think so.
Yeah, and you want to be a mommy.
You want to be a mom?
I don't want to have it, but I think I might be like, want to foster a kid.
Wow, that's
either that or have like 72 dogs.
Me too. I like, need more dogs.
Like 72 of these would just be.
She's so soft. She hates me. She hates me.
Look at those tiny paws. No, she doesn't. She's so. Look at their feet.
I wish I brought Cheryl.
Imagine like 7 of these.
I can't.
Like just 7, just everywhere.
I would have so many chihuahuas if I could.
Dogs fix everything.
Look how calm she is.
She's my best friend. We literally hang out all the time. Like, I love Wiki. I've had Wiki. Wiki's going to be 17 this year. He's like a 1,000 years old.
So cute, though. He doesn't look that old.
He doesn't.
I didn't see him
I take really good care of him. But, like, she follows me literally everywhere and is, like my home girl.
The other one's like, nah.
The other one's just kind of like, you're cool, but like feed me and like bye.
You know Cheryl's like that with me. She would have been like,
Nina's like, I just need to be part of you. Like, can I get inside of you? She's very like emotional.
Like if you could just bottle that loyalty up and make it a perfume.
Or a person.
Or a person.
Like who just loves you no matter what you do to
them. I think we wouldn't like it.
Really?
I don't know. We like it.
We'd be like, you're pathetic.
Yeah. We're like, ugh, brush your teeth.
Stop licking your
balls. I do say that, which is rude.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm like, you need to brush your teeth.
Do you say that to your boyfriend?
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right. Before we have 10 minutes left. Okay. I want to ask you your worst date that you've ever gone on. Because I know you've had a bad date or worst sexual experience or worst job.
Okay, I'll tell you a little combo of two. Okay, so for a long time, I worked bar mitzvahs. I don't know if you know this, but Sandy
Danto. You're not even Jewish.
I'm Jewy. Can I say that? Did I offend a lot of people?
Delete. Delete, cut that out. For your publicist, I'm going to cut that out. You're not Jewish, but people think you're Jewish.
Everybody thinks I'm Jewish by personality.
Did when my hair was black, yes.
Yeah. But I used to work bar mitzvahs, and I like got really into it, and I worked for this company called Party Lane. Shout it out.
Yeah.
And Sandy Danto's person that did his bar mitzvah started this company, and that's who I worked for. And they were based out of Detroit. And so then I started doing bar mitzvahs all the time. But then
what would you do?
I would be like the hype girl that would get everybody to dance and stuff. And then sometimes we would do dances where we'd like introduce the really good kid who was like a dancer. So they would have like a solo and we would like, you know, be like their backup dancer. Like we did a thing where it was like a flower and we opened like one petal at a time.
This?
Loved it. Like was so obsessed. So they would fly me to Detroit to do them. Like we were like a little family. It was so fun. And like there was actual talented dancers on there and me like, I just had energy. I did it in high school too. It was a job I had in high school and like college. And I would just take, remember those yellow jackets? What were they called? Yellow they were basically jackets. Like caffeine
starter
pills.
Jackets?
No, they were like caffeine pills.
Oh, I never took one of those.
Oh, they are illegal now. But like, I would take it and be like, I just want to dance like all night.
It was like legal Adderall.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so I was doing these bar mitzvahs and I met someone during one where it's like, hey, I'd run this other company that they do like events and you dance at this thing. And I was like, okay. And it was like a
stripper.
I can't even explain this, but it was like a Russian engagement party, and I had to be in a full body suit, which was white, so it was completely see-through, and I didn't wear underwear under it. So you could like kind of see my bush. And then I had to wear a disco ball that was like on a helmet, like a full sized. And then I was just dancing on this box for like 2 hours at this like wedding engagement event. And I was like, you could see my entire body.
Was it hot?
It wasn't hot. I had a disco, like, imagine,
I mean, like hot.
Oh, like physically hot?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I think eventually after dancing, but it was just such an awkward, and there was like costume changes, but there were always body suits with different like helmet head things, which it was just a really rough
job.
Did
people love that?
People want to take photos. People just have photos of me in this completely bodysuit.
You didn't have any undergarments on?
No, they wouldn't let me wear them because I only had worn like regular person underwear. Like I was wearing like one of those seamless
thongs or whatever.
So I'm wearing like a full underwear and the lady's like, you got to take that off. So that was rough.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And now you're the host of the Soup on E.
And they put me in costumes just the same way. I love being in costumes.
Love not making you wear underwear. Dead.
I just had like a thought of the word, another like horrible job, and
what
it escaped me now. I'm like, wait, what is it? But I'll tell you my worst sex story.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know if this will make it, but I had tension with this guy. We were shooting this movie for a while, and then we were like hooking up at this party, and we came home, and while we're doing it, he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And
like poo-poo?
Like it sounded like maybe poo-poo. So I was like, go poo-poo. I'll be here.
Did you say that?
No. Okay. It was like very early on, like first time we ever
You're
slept
like,
together.
Okay, chill.
And I'm like, yeah, cool. Yeah. Like the bathroom's right there next to the bedroom, like right next to the bedroom in my one bedroom apartment. And he just starts to have like violent, like, like you can hear it shooting out. And he's like sounds. So bad.
In the middle of having sex, or he got
I'm
up
naked
and went
in
to the
bed, like kind of still like going for it just to keep it up. And then I'm like, oh. And he's in there for a while. Like,
oh God, wasn't he so embarrassed?
So embarrassed. And like, I'm like, hey, you okay? Silence. Doesn't even respond to
you
me.
You hear him hit the floor. It's all,
he's dead. He shit himself to death. He died from shitting too much. Diarrhea to the death. And he comes back in and I'm like, you okay? And he's just like, kind of like, not mad at me, but just like, kind of like,
don't touch
like,
me.
Yeah. Like kind of like,
I just shit on a little baby.
And he turns and he literally falls asleep and like, is like curled up and goes to sleep. And I'm like, hey, you, can we talk? And
yeah,
he's just
like, I just heard all that. I don't like, really want you in my bed. Like
yeah,
maybe
so
go
then
home.
He just goes to, we go to sleep. And it was just the most awkward thing. And then, and like at night, he was like kind of like shaking. I didn't know if he was shaking or like masturbating.
Shivering, maybe.
Maybe
he was
shivering
because
he was so sick. And then the next day, I had to like drive him to his car. It was like my worst.
Ew. Did you guys talk about it ever?
Never.
And then never talked again?
Never talked again. I left like one of my grandmother's rings with him and I reached out and he never got back to me.
Oh, he needs to give it back.
I know, but that's been my only crazy.
Is he a big actor?
No.
No,
he was
like a regular
on the crew.
Guy.
He was in the crew, yeah.
He was on the crew.
Yeah. I think he was the DP. Ugh, it was like a student. It was like a small film.
He needs to give you your grandma's ring back.
I know, it's been so many years.
Doesn't matter. We want it back. It was your grandma's.
But I know. It was like, but
listen,
it was
a guy. What's his name? Listen, at worst first, we don't tolerate people.
We don't
like
tolerate.
This. Just kidding. Yeah. Although I did have a really cool experience and I've
Tell
never
me.
Shared this.
What is it?
Should I share it?
Yeah. Is it a weird one?
It's kind of gnarly and name droppy, but whatever. Who cares?
Well, don't
I'm
leave
married.
The names out.
Should I? Okay. So it was this huge show on HBO.
I like that you're asking me. I'm like, you're editing this. Do I have to say an edit?
No. Dead. I will send it to you for anything you don't want in here, obviously. But okay, yeah. So it was this huge show on HBO, like really huge at the time, yeah. Right? And it was about this guy, and I'm not going to say who it was.
I already know what it is.
I know.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay, so it's about this guy, and it's like he's like the main guy, and it's HBO show, and it was really popular, and I was an extra on the set. And this is like what every extra's dream is, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm an extra on this set, and actually this happened to me twice. So it was an extra on the set, and I'm like walking around just hating my life, being like, I can't wait till I'm a real star, you know, just yeah. like wanting to kill myself, like central casting, whatever. Oh, so no. I was always like, I would only take like the featured extra parts. So like it was like, you know, $250 for the day or yeah. like $275. Like I couldn't do the like $100 no for shame. Like 7 hours,
I've
right?
done audience work for like $64.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, like, no, yeah. Not shame to anybody yeah. that did, but just for me, for like my mental capacity, like I couldn't handle being there for that long, same, for that amount of money. Yeah. Anyway, so I would take like the $200 jobs. Anyway, it was always like featured extra, hot girl, whatever, like blah, 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 right? So it's me and this guy in the scene, and I just have to walk by him. And then like he starts talking to me and he's like, hey, like come to my trailer, let's hang out. And I was like, okay. So then I go to his trailer and I start hanging out with him. And he's like this huge actor. And I'm like, wow, like this is so crazy. And then like, not, I don't say that to him. Right. Like I'm just,
oh,
I
act, look at this.
No, I act very chill. Like I'm yeah. like, yeah, it happens all the time. Like, yeah, you're like the third guy this week.
So are you sad?
You're the third famous guy this week who's asked me to hang out in his trailer. Anyway, boring. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm literally in his trailer and we're like hanging out and he, like we're getting along so well. And we're like, you know, then going back, shooting the scene dead. And then coming back. And then I'm on, he calls for me to be in the next day. So I come in back again the next day and they didn't even use me, right?
Yeah.
Then he like gets my phone number and we start kind of like dating. And I'm like going out with this guy and it was all from just being an extra on set. But then we end up having sex. And while we're having sex, the first time we had sex, he
shits himself.
No.
It's kidding, that's like, my story.
Like, we're the same guy. He starts making crazy animal sounds.
Like,
no,
or like, oh, I kind of like that.
Really?
Like tigery sounds?
Ew, yeah. No, like barbaric. Like he's like a caveman. Like,
not no.
Not like snarling and shit. And I've told this part of the story before and I've talked about this, but I didn't tell how it happened anyway. Yeah. So he was like super, whatever, successful and famous, but then like I couldn't hang out with him again.
Yeah.
I was I like, mean, I yeah, can't.
It's too much. It's
I can't
too
do much. That. And also he didn't wear shoes.
Like ever?
No.
It was a Shia LaBeouf?
No, I'm not saying who it is. I'm going to tell you after. But he would never wear shoes. Like, yeah. We would go, like, one time we yeah. went to, like, this painting studio. His, like, friend was, like, yeah. doing, like, a painting class. And it was, like, in Venice. We're, like, yeah. the streets are kind of not.
That's Venice.
They're not great. Yeah. They're, like, there's, like, they're dirty.
Yeah, there's, and like, syringes.
We're syringes.
Stuff.
And
yeah.
we're, like, walking around. And he's barefoot. And I'm, like, you're going to get, like, sepsis. Oh, like, I was just, like, I couldn't
even take a flip-flop.
No. Like, that's I don't like too men's much. Feet in me particular. Too. Like, my husband gets manicures with me because I'm lonely and have no friends out here. But
I'll take his a manicure feet with you. Oh, I mean, I don't know if I'll drive 45 minutes, but exactly. if it's a good
won't.
One.
No, you won't. One. You won't. Trust me. So, yeah, men's feet. But anyway, that was an interesting story, right?
It is really weird. It's interesting how they become so different to you after you have sex, obviously. But like if it's an estranged experience and then you have to like, they still exist in the world. And then you see them date somebody else and you're like, did he snarl with her?
Yeah.
Is she into the snarl?
And then it's also weird when you're like idolize them and think they're so hot and then you meet them and then you fuck them. And
it's
you're
always
like,
a disappointment.
This is a bummer.
Yeah. That's always a kind of a downer.
It's such a downer.
It was like being on Raya and just seeing every childhood like,
crush.
Comedy fan of mine. Yeah. And
I met
I was like,
my husband you on did? Fucking Raya.
Stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was did not disappoint. That was yeah. He's the only guy that like I hung out with where he is literally the same person. Like just that guy, Tommy Lee from like the Methods of Mayhem fucking, you know, naked video. Like he's the same personality. You're gonna meet him in a second. Yeah. But anyway, like just the same guy. Like he was the only one that didn't have like a big ego or wasn't like, I'm the shit. Like
that's the fun
and,
part of it. Because you can connect to like the craziest people. Like,
yeah. Which people were like, wow, so random, but like also not because it was, you know, whatever.
No, you guys fit.
Fun.
Yeah, you guys fit.
Amazing. So but anyway, yeah, not to make it all about me.
That's so funny though. No, but it is like you never know what happens sexually. Like
and it happened again on like another HBO show. And then I went on a date with this guy, but this guy was notorious. You know who this is. Okay. And I'll tell you after again. But this guy's notorious for like hooking up with extras on shows. And like I was in an episode of the show and I was like in an elevator scene with him. And he was like, I got to get your phone number. Like, let's hang out afterwards. But then he was like asking so many girls and I was like, saw it. And I was like, ooh. But I'd already given him my number. And so I kind of like dodged it for like a couple weeks. And then finally he was kept asking me to go out. And I was like, fine, I'll go to dinner. And then like I went to dinner with him.
Dinner is such a big commitment.
Dinner's so big. And it was so awkward. And then he was just so handsy and so aggressive on like the first date, and then I just told him I was
like,
I told him I was a lesbian, and that I just wanted to be friends.
See, now he sees your stuff and is like, that's like your version of the snarl. You
he actually did text me and was like, congratulations on getting
really
married.
Dating in LA is just, you just so never know what you're going to get.
You really don't
like
know.
I have friends dating now during COVID, which is so weird, but they're like going on Hinge dates with like people that I know within the comedy world. And it's so funny to be like,
are they meeting up with them in person?
Yeah. Like they're doing like park dates where they'll like walk far apart or they'll sit far apart outside.
Like really long blowjob.
Just like, oh, it's the worst.
That's going to be the clip I use for... I'm just kidding. I won't. Anyway, guys, please make sure to follow Jade on Instagram. Oh, she's such a gem and such a star. And I hate myself because I feel like I made this episode like about me at the end, but it's really about you.
Oh my
you.
God, no.
But I just feel like all your stories are going to get cut out because you have a publicist.
I'm sorry I said so many dirty stories, no, but that's why I wanted to do it.
I just wanted to say some stories so that just in case your stories get cut out, at least we have my stories.
Hey, yours are dirty too.
Mine are dirty, but I don't. I have no career, so it's
no stop.
Listen, I got married. Everything's good. Like I don't need anything. So fuck you, Hollywood.
Listen,
you know?
If you guys are looking for a third to add to your weird pod, I can live in this room. I can give you pedicures. Like I have that in me.
You're like, I'll clean the koi pond. I will.
I'll live in the koi pond, just like a wet little tiny fish. Oh, that's Jade. She came into the pond and then
you're
never
always,
left.
You're always like some weird mermaid costume. Like, we don't need you to do that. You're like, well, I feel like it kind of goes with the whole lagoon. Okay, anyway, make sure to follow Jade.
Do it.
On Instagram. It's just Jade Cataprata on Instagram,
yeah, it used
right?
to be the Jade movie, and then they were like, you have to grow up.
What
you have
was
to be an
that?
Adult. The Jade movie?
Yeah.
I did a Doug Benson podcast, like one of the weed ones, and he was like, dude, nobody can remember your full name. And I was like, you're right. What should I do? And then we're like, the Jade movie. And then just... kind of
wow.
Stuck.
Okay, so it's Jade Cataprata. It's yeah. not that hard. It's Jadecatprata.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so close. For a second, I was like
a lot of T.
A stroke, and I thought it was a D. Jade Preda. I don't know.
Oh, anyway. That makes sense, though.
Anyway.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, so please follow her, Jade Cataprata, on Instagram. And also, please watch The New Suit because,
do it.
Listen, and especially if you're a woman, please support women in comedy. Thanks. Because it's so important. Like, we really need a chance, girls, to like support each other. And, you know, especially she's very funny.
If oh, thanks.
Not more funny than Joel, who we love. Who follows me and hopefully won't watch this. Just kidding, Joel, you're hilarious. But, you know, you're really funny, and I think it's great. Yeah. And so watch The Soup every Wednesday, 11 o'clock. You can stay up. Don't take your melatonin gummies later, okay? Yeah. Wake your grandma up.
Or watch it the next morning when you're up after your Zumba class.
Watch
Put it.
It yeah, after you watch, after you do your Zoom Zumba. You know, you
yeah, Zoom Zumba.
And make sure to stay tuned next week on a new episode of Words for Words.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.